Blog Talk Radio.
Show. As always, we hope that we find you in the best of health, wealth, happiness, and good spirits. As for me, I am doing fine. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are now, 20 days into, what do they call it? The new year. How close have you guys come to meeting your New Year's resolutions? Did you even make a New Year's resolution? And of those New Year's resolutions that you did make, how far along are you? Are you keeping the course? Are you doing what you said you were going to do? Or are you falling off the wagon and you're already not doing those things you needed to do? Well, luckily for some of you guys, we got a leap year this year, so if you've missed 20 days so far, you can really still get by because you got that extra day. So you would have only missed 19. But that's based on you starting today. That means that right now you need to go ahead and start applying what you said you were going to apply and start doing the things that you were going to do so that you can make that New Year's resolution a reality. Anyway, briefly, we're going to talk about some of the things that keep people from successfully completing their New Year's resolution. And the original writing for this was done by a gentleman by the name of Darren Hardy. Darren Hardy is the publisher of Success Magazine and a pretty interesting individual all the way around. But anyway, why do most goal settings fail? Okay, all of this is actually on the show, but we're going to run through it really quickly because today we're probably not going to have a whole lot of time to take tests. The five reasons that most people fail, and we're going to try to hit them, like I said, pretty quickly, is wish lists and crossing your fingers. If you just have a wish list and you cross your fingers, ladies and gentlemen, nothing's going to happen. You have to take action. You need to put it in place and do the things that you need to do. Stop waiting around for somebody to change your life for you. The only way that your life is going to change, of course, is by you doing it. You know, just like as simple as doing exercises. Start off with the basics and work your way up. You've got 300 and something days to do that in. We might as well go ahead and do it and knock it out. Number two, clear as mud. Your goals have to be crystal clear. You have to give a clear instruction to your brain in order for you to see and draw into your life what you need to accomplish to succeed at your goals. Just a combination of these things will unlock whatever it is that's going on. You know, it's like your combination on your lock or the digits in your phone or your ATM. The instructions are off by only one number. It won't work. So that means you need to plan your plan and work your plan and do what you need to do. All talk and procrastination is another one, number three. All talk, procrastinating. Your goal is just to start. So you get that starting point and you move forward. When you have an actual drawn map for actually how you're going to get there and a definite resource, you'll find that you arrive there safely. Number four, Houston, we have a problem. You must have your own command and control system in place to keep you on track, along with the journey into the unknown. Again, there's always going to be things that throw you off. There's always going to be things that get in your way. There's always going to be something that's ready to piss you off or throw you off. You have to ignore those things and move forward. You have to understand that problems are going to happen, but yet you still need to move forward and do what you need to do. Lack of reinforcements. And don't forget the support and guidance of people and the resources you will need along the way. Before you march blindly into the next year, which we're already in the next year, the first and most important activity is to take a look back at the year that you just finished. Take an inventory and add up and see how you've done. From there, you'll find out where you're going. And it'll also give you an indication of where you plan to be and where you've already gone. A lot of times what a lot of us do is that we miss the big picture. We're so wrapped up in the day-to-day that we miss the little daily goals and the little daily successes that we have on a regular basis. Well, I don't want that to happen to you. So you need to take stock and make sure that you've completed a certain amount of different tasks, or make sure that you haven't already completed that task, and then you would just be spinning your wheels doing the same thing over and over again. Also knowing that each of us has a certain amount of things that we want to do and a certain amount of things that we need to do. Let's get the things that we need to do out of the way, and then what will happen is the things that we want to do will get done quicker. Why will they get done quicker? Because these are things that we want to do. The things that we need to do a lot of times aren't the things that we want to do. So if we don't go ahead and take care of those things that seem like they're not going to get done because we don't want to do them, by doing them, we're going to just forestall our inability, we're going to give our inability power to continuously hold us back. So we need to step up to the plate and get things done. Some people say do the easiest thing first. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if that was the case, then you wouldn't have hard things. Because when you first started out, guess what? Whatever it is that you needed to do was probably easier for you. If you had continued to exercise when you were younger and in better shape, exercising now wouldn't be as much of a problem. If you had been saving money when you were spending it like it was no tomorrow, you wouldn't have to be saving money now. You would have also had some of that money that was coming into your pockets would now be in your savings account. So a lot of us are not really doing the math when it comes to the things that we need to do. And it's really simple math. It's simple logic, and it's simple applied science. This is a science, and we need to apply ourselves to move forward so that we can find the successes that we want to see. If you want wealth, if you want happiness, if you want joy, then you need to do the things that are going to help you get there. And only you know what they are. Stop making excuses and blaming the world for the things that are not going right in your life because you're not willing to do the things that you need to do to make them necessary. You don't want to pay a bill? Here's the greatest thing to do. Don't create the bill. You don't want to clean up? Here's the greatest thing to do. Don't mess it up. You don't want to spend a whole lot of money on gas? Then stop taking unnecessary trips. You know, I just thought that it's really funny. I notice when I look on, like, Facebook and some of the other social networks, everybody's going to a party, but nobody's got any money. Everybody wants more, 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 but nobody wants to do the things necessary or sacrifice so that they can get more and more out of their life. Don't be them. And if you've been them, then guess what? It's time to change. It's time for you to take a stance. It's time for you to decide what it is that you want out of life, and then go for it. Go for it. Gusto. Stop again waiting for somebody else to save you. All right? Ladies and gentlemen, we live in a world where it's your actions are going to give you the results that you want, whether you think you want them or not. So let's go ahead and apply ourselves and do the things that we need to do. Again, anyway, those are the reasons why most goal settings fail. And I've given you some serious and positive ways that you can go ahead and change having the life that you want to have. Anyway, as always, everybody in Blog Talk, thank you for listening to The Zurian Show. And as always, I am thankful and humbled that you're kind enough to allow me to share some of my time with you. Let's go forward. Let's make it happen. Let's live the life that we deserve. Take care, everybody, and have a great and wonderful life. Because if it's going to be, it's up to you. So make it happen. Do what you need to do, and let's move forward, and let's find those things that we really want to find and do those things that we really want to do.